The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community. Yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black-on-black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Well, Alan, looks like we're back in another silly season, or we haven't quite gotten there, and the pandering is reaching all new heights. I was listening to a news program a little while ago, and there was this financial analyst, and he put together some figures that were simply astounding to me. He took the potential Democratic candidate for presidency, and I think he threw in a couple of Republicans, too. But the two that stood out were the Democratic potential candidates, Clinton and Bernie Sanders. When he did the final analysis, their promises that they're making to their Democratic constituents amount to $1 trillion in Hillary's case, and Bernie Sanders was $1.5 trillion. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't recall there ever being the kind of pandering that we're seeing now. And for a fact, a lot of it is directed towards the black community. And I'm just wondering if we haven't become more sophisticated, more knowledgeable, more whatever it takes to see through this pandering, because we know for a fact with all the financial problems this country is having, there is no way in hell they're going to be able to deliver what they're promising to the tune of $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion completely new spending. Free tuition, they already have Obamacare, and this crazy promises. I don't know, I'm astounded. I just can't imagine they can make those kind of promises, and the people in the Democratic Party or the citizens out there don't challenge them.
Well, I was over laughing. I think I would agree that the pandering is at an all-time high, and I think that the reason is in part because of Obama's 8 years. He came into office and he made so many promises that went unfulfilled, to where we're at the point now where they have to come behind him and make even larger promises to the tune of $1 trillion and $1.5 trillion in order to keep people's attention. Because you have to understand, when I go throughout the black community, there are many people are completely aware of the promises that the Democrat Party made as when Obama was running, and how they're completely aware of how those promises went unfulfilled. For example, you can go on the internet and see videos of black people talking about how Obama has once again put them
I
last.
That.
Yeah, you know, and you know,
pay my rent.
And black people are very clear on the fact that Obama and his administration has championed issues, gay rights issues, amnesty for illegals, environmental issues, but they still haven't addressed the issues that the black community has asked them to address. So because they are aware of that, Hillary and Bernie are going to have to do a lot of pandering and make a lot of promises in order to get their attention once again. And I guess the next question is the black community going to fall for that again?
That was the point I make. You know, blacks generally, at least to the extent of 95%, support the Democratic agenda. But I don't know. Are black people in general going to fall into that same routine of actually believing these promises, of actually believing that Republicans are out to get them, or Republicans are the devil, and the Democrats are making all these promises that they haven't kept in the past? So what makes them think that Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders is going to be any different in the future of making good on the promises of amounting to $1.5 trillion?
Well, what you see is identity politics coming back to bite them in their ass. For example, since the early 60s, they've been making all these promises to the black community, but you continue to see the urban core decline. So I believe many of us are beginning to figure this thing out, and they're saying, okay, they've been making these promises for 50, 60, 70 years, but things are getting worse in the urban core. So I believe we're beginning to look beyond the Democrat Party for answers and for solutions. There's a gentleman in Chicago that recently was released from prison, and he decided he was going to run as a Republican, a black man. So, you know, he's beginning to figure things out for himself, and he's beginning to share what he has learned with the community. And he's in quite a few different videos that you can find on the internet, and he has quite a large following.
But how do you convince people that government programs, the freebies, cannot compensate for a lack of personal initiative, you know, working hard, getting all as much education as you possibly can? It seems to me that there is a group of black people, and I don't know what percentage it is of the entire race, but there is, if you listen, look at social media, if you listen to urban talk shows, there is definitely a core of black people who actually believe the Democrats are going to give them enough that they don't have to work hard. They don't have to get a decent education. They don't have to rely on themselves. And how do you change that type of thinking? It's beyond me.
Well, there's a message that you have to have the ability to disseminate into these communities across the country. Right now, let me just say what it is, there's no financial backing for the people that would deliver that message, people like myself and Kay Carl Smith of the Frederick Douglass Republicans. So we deliver that message on our own dime and on our own time. And we are very familiar with the fact that when people receive this message, they turn away from the Democrats. They turn away from their lies and deceit. They no longer subscribe to their promises and to their pandering. So it's really just a simple matter of exposing people to the truth, but also giving them a viable alternative. The viable alternative, in our case, is the Frederick Douglass Republican movement and just the truth itself. You know, the truth is a great alternative to lies and deceit. You know, so you just have to bring a lot of things to people's attention. But I would argue that there's still this 20% that aren't going to conform, that aren't going to necessarily subscribe to our message. Fine. Hey, I consider them collateral damage.
And you think it's just 20%?
Yeah, I would say about 20% that are really dyed-in-the-wool liberal Democrats that don't want to be reached. You know, and a lot of people don't give the black community that much credit, but from my personal experience, I give them that much credit. If you actually bring things, because right now they're ignorant, and the Democrats and their control of the media keeps them ignorant. Also, their own laziness and lack of interest in discovering the truth, and their willingness to accept the liberal Democrat narrative keeps them ignorant. You know, so I just don't just put the blame on the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. I have to blame the black community and the individuals in the black community, you know, itself, that refuse to go out and really investigate to discover, you know, the truth. And why don't you go and, you know, validate what the Democrats are telling you?
But that's just it. When you look at the history, let's just take recent history, the 7 years of the Obama administration. I don't see great strides happening within the black community.
No, you don't, but the low information voter hears Obama and his Democrat compadres telling the black community, they hear them telling them that we're to blame, conservatives and Republicans and Tea Parties. They blame it on us, when in reality, the urban core where you see all these problems in the black community, we don't exist. We don't run anything. I mean, I've gone over this before, but New York City, 48 of the 51 councilmen are Democrat, and the mayor's Democrat. Chicago, the mayor's Democrat, 50 of 51 mm-hmm. councilmen are Democrat. In Baltimore, you have the same type of statistics. Everywhere, Cleveland, everywhere you go in this country, where you hear black people and Black Lives Matter and all these people crying bloody murder, those areas are under Democrat rule and have been for 50, 60, 70 years. So, you know, somebody's going to have to begin to figure these things out. And I do see a small segment of the community figuring it out.
Okay. But you know, Democrats are making promises, but you see the current Democratic administration doing things that are contradictory to the promises they make. For instance, the immigration issue. We see them wanting to legitimize illegal immigration from south of the border. They want to bring refugees from the Middle East.
Increasing competition.
Exactly. And,
for the,
and also
for
they
these
want
minorities,
to continue the usual
who they
legal
continue to pander to.
Immigration.
You know, how can you tell me that you're interested in my plight? How can you tell me that you want to see me make economic strides, but you're steadily bringing in an influx of illegal immigrants from south of the border and from the Middle East, who you know they have to have a starting point when they come in this country to compete? That starting point that they have to begin at is most consistent where most black people are currently in life economically.
Not only that, the black people that are working poor, they're taking their tax money and they're financing these people.
Absolutely.
To get them started in this country.
And who's financing?
To compete eventually for those jobs.
And that's Democrat policy that wants to take these taxes and finance these people that they're bringing in to compete against me in the first place.
Right.
And what happens, wages go down. But then the Democrats come back out and talking about an increase in minimum wage. Now, how much sense does that make?
I don't know. I'm at a loss to explain, number one, the popularity of the Democratic agenda, and even more so the popularity of the Democratic candidates, because I see nothing in their stance, their policies, their stated goals that to me will help the black community. Because I see a continuation of the policy of giving people enough to keep them quiet.
Crumbs.
Right.
Well, we've gotten to the point in the black community where we enjoy victimhood. We embrace it.
That's true.
You know, so we want, at the end of the day, we want to be able to say that we are the victims. And as long as you're willing to be the victim, there's no opportunity in your way of thinking for you to strive to be anything more than a victim. So when you hear Republicans and conservatives talking about pulling yourself up by the bootstraps and fighting a good fight, that sounds like Mandarin Chinese to you. You know? Nobody, you don't want to hear, what, you want me to work? You want me to put forth an effort? You want me to do something? You want me to accept responsibility for my plight? No. In particular, when you got somebody else over on the other hand telling you that you're not accountable for what you do,
right,
and that's talking down to you, that's disrespectful, that's treating you like a child, that's treating you like you're less than a man. If I'm never, kids aren't necessarily, young toddlers aren't necessarily accountable for what they do. So is that how you view me? You put me on the same plane as a 2 or 3 year old?
And I've said this before on a previous segment. People that depend on the social services are pretty much treated like pets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when you have a pet, unless it's a service dog or something like that, the pets you have, you feed them, you provide shelter, medical care, and all you expect from them is a little warm fuzzy. You know, scratch them on the back of the head.
Now, let me tell you, that warm fuzzy that they expect from these black people is the first Tuesday in November showing up to vote Democrat.
That's the only warm fuzzy that requires them. They don't. And they're basically treated like pets.
We are pets. We are nothing more than pets when we identify ourselves with the Democrat Party. We are pets.
See, I reject that. Because
I reject it.
There is no way you can tell me you're going to give me enough to live the type of life to achieve my American dream.
That you prescribe for me to live.
Right. There's no way somebody's going to tell me that the Democrats are going to give me enough to achieve my American dream. That's just not happening.
I do know that what Frederick Douglass prescribed and what conservative Republicans prescribed for all Americans will at least give us the opportunity, if we challenge ourselves, to make it.
But first, where does it start? It starts with education.
Mm-hmm. And that education doesn't have to be at a four-year university. It can be at a technical.
I'm talking about primary, secondary, and high school education.
No, I get that. Right, absolutely.
Have you seen a Common Core math problem?
Yes, and I'm very frustrated by what I've seen my kids coming home with regard to Common Core, and my kids literally get angry, they get frustrated, and I get as frustrated.
I was on Facebook, and one of my friends posted a sixth grade Common Core math problem. Now, retired engineer, straight A's in math since junior high school, and I swear it took me a good 15, 20 minutes to figure out a sixth grade math problem using the Common Core method. I don't generally believe in conspiracies, but to me, it just feels like somebody is pushing this on our school children. And who's going to have the biggest problem with these kind of convoluted math problems?
Black kids.
The people that are already
struggling,
undereducated, struggling, might be on the edge, and all of a sudden they get thrown this new method that is so convoluted crazy.
Very quickly, let me say something about Common Core. You refer to it as potentially being a conspiracy. Now, it's only a conspiracy to people not taking a shot at you, because I don't know in what context you were saying that. You might not believe it's a conspiracy.
Well,
I was semi-joking.
I wasn't completely serious, but it has that feel because...
If you suspect something of being a conspiracy, then I say you should thoroughly investigate it. And if you can connect the dots and make sense of it, then it's not a conspiracy. If it's something that seems very viable, something that people could actually do, then it's not necessarily a conspiracy. But let me say this about Common Core.
But I don't see any conservative or Republicans pushing this or advocating or supporting it. It seems to be coming from the left, from the Democrats.
Because the left wants to reproduce drones. The left wants to reproduce worker bees. You know, so they don't want, and they want to reduce competition for limited resources, because look who's out there trying to gobble up all the wealth in this country.
So they're manipulating poor students.
They want to put you in a place and keep you there.
And I've even heard that there's a group of people that believe that this is all part and parcel of the inner city terrible school pipeline to the prison industrial complex.
Well, I will say this.
And dumbing down the learning process and manipulating people like this, it's almost like they have some kind of point. I don't want to agree with it, but I'm starting to see that something is just not right.
Well, let's wrap that up, and we'll revisit this in the future.
That's fine, because I can see there's going to be a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
Common Core is just...
We can do a whole show on Common Core.
It's just an absolutely disaster as far as I'm concerned. Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.